What's good? It's your girl, Miss Lisa, Carolina Zoni. You're now tuned in to T7M Radio, Battle Rap Premier Radio Network. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We are live streaming. Y'all already know what time it is. It's 8 o'clock. You know how we giving it up. T7M Radio is the culture. I'm your host, as always, the Kid 7 Mitchell. Appreciate y'all locking in, man. We got a crazy show tonight. Y'all already know how we gets it popping when it comes to being so disrespectful in battle rap. So y'all call up, man, 347-989-8102, man. Again, we got a crazy show all night. We got a full plate. If y'all on YouTube, we streaming live, of course, on the YouTube channel, T7M Radio. So make sure y'all subscribe to our YouTube channel. Also, if y'all on Facebook, join us in our Facebook debate group. That's T7M Radio on Facebook. We chopping it up, all types of debates, breaking news. We get it popping. We shaking all types of shit up in battle rap in the T7M Radio Facebook debate group. Big shout out to all the supporters of the culture, man. Again, we got a crazy show tonight. So call us, y'all. Call up, man, 347-989-8102. We're going to break it up a little bit. We're going to talk about battle rap's weakest links. We're going to kind of go through each particular region. We're going to go through each battle rap camp. We're going to go through each league if we have to. We're going to weed out. We're going to go into each blogger. We're going to weed out all the weakest links in every element when it comes to battle rap. So we're going to lock in, man. Shit might get real disrespectful tonight. So y'all buckle up. Y'all already know what time it is. Y'all call up and join us, man. 347-989-8102 out in New York. Got my guy Grail in the building. Of course, Grail was popping, son.
You already know. Grail so bad, T7 on radio.
Big up to you, my guy. We cool in the night, you already know. About to take flight.
Facts. We do A night, bro.
Man, that's a motherfucking fact. Yo, before we get into the topic, I'm going to give the fellas a couple more minutes to get on the show. We're going to chop it up and get into these battle rap weakest links. But
yeah.
I've been seeing a lot of bloggers today, Grail, talk about battle rappers versus bloggers. I don't know really where this whole topic started from, but I've been seeing it a lot today. If you've been seeing some shit, what's your thoughts on this battle rapper versus blogger thing now that's going on in battle rap?
Nah, I ain't really peep. Like, what's that about?
I'm not sure. I know A-Verb had been, you know, A-Verb has never been one to shy and keep a quiet mouth when it comes to bloggers and his opinion on bloggers.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking it has something to do with something Verb could have possibly said, you know, recently. I seen Verb kind of going in on Rome DMV today.
I seen that part. Like, yo, niggas need to cut Rome DMV out because he's the cancer. I've been telling y'all niggas about this Rome DMV character, bro. Like,
so you not sold on Lil Rome?
I'm not sold on that, man. I just the way he moved, bro. That nigga move funny. That nigga move like on some Jerry Heller shit. Like, he move funny, like Raping You Records.
You know, he Bobby the Brain Heenan. Now he's the manager. He's Bobby Heenan of battle. He's the Bobby Heenan of battle rap.
Yo, bro, that's cool. I'll knock his hustle, bro. Get your guap, however you got to get it. But, bro, he was serious. He said with a straight face that Rada and Chef Trez can be compared to Big T and Sue Surf. Nah, we went wrong right there. Like, nah.
Wait a minute. Now you're being disrespectful because on paper, Rada and Chef Trez did have better material. Let's be clear.
Stop this bullshit.
Yo, let's reach out to the streets. I think we got Mississippi in the building. This might be the homie Jay. Jay, what's popping, my guy?
Yo.
Yo, what's up, Jay?
What up, man?
Yo, man, we cooling, man. Salute, salute, salute.
Salute, man. What y'all been on?
Man, we talking our shit, man. I'm giving the fellas a couple minutes. We're going to you know, we just going to flip the script. We get pretty disrespectful, unintentionally, of course.
Oh,
but tonight,
yeah. Hold, before you go any farther, you know, further, you know, I always like to state my opinion. I like to say free to serve and fuck Cortez. Now we can keep going.
Wow.
Yo, this is how... Wait a minute! Off the gate, this
yeah, you,
like,
you know,
Cortez?
You know this, and this gonna be like this, you know, for a while.
Mm. Yeah. Why fuck Cortez? What Cortez doing?
Yeah, man. Well, what hasn't Cortez done? What hasn't? Because you don't have to explain yourself, Jay. It is what it is. Until he makes himself a madness, he don't get no respect. Grail Cortez don't deserve no respect.
Yeah, he don't deserve no respect over here, and he's gonna stay like that for a while. But you know, I see he got a battle coming up with Chess. I said if he fuck Chess up, I'll give him his respect. But he got to fuck him up.
Yeah, this is do or die for Chess. Chess, I was, you know, Grail, me and Brother Jeff, I'm about to bring Brother Jeff on. Me and Brother Jeff been talking off air for the last 6 to 8 months, and we were talking about, and even me and you, Grail, I know we done had conversations before about Chess being, you know, a potential superstar in the URL along with the likes of Briz Rothstein. But now, yo, it ain't looking like that for Chess. I don't know. He got to do something special against Cortez because it's not looking good.
I agree with you on that. I definitely agree.
For a minute, I thought that he kind of, I don't want to say surpassed Steams, but Chess' name was hot as shit. I mean, it was definitely hotter than Steams, but, you know, he kind of done oversaturated himself. He losing battles. Steams have put himself in position without doing nothing to really be right back, you know, where they started from. And mind you, Steams beat Danny Myers.
I mean, everybody loved Chess because of not only what he came in the UFF doing, but his age. Everybody was so excited, like, oh, he's a young cat. He's number 16, 17. He got the heart of a lion, but at age starting to show, he can't hang with the big dogs.
Not at all. Let's go ahead and reach out to California, man. Bring on the co-host of T7M Radio. We got Brother Jeff in the building. Brother Jeff, what's popping, son? Brother, can you hear us? We're on live.
Volvo S60 King at.
Yeah. Hey, Brother Jeff, can you hear us?
Where Battle Rap Society at?
Society might be asleep. You know, it's about 5 hours difference
just,
in out in UK.
He just hit my line and said he's calling up.
All right, well, he probably call up to run it, to talk that shit, you know, salute to Society.
Before I got on, I heard someone saying something about the bloggers versus the battlers. And y'all saying Chef Trez and who was that, Ryder, they comparing it to Big T and Third? Who the hell doing that?
Well, no.
Talk your shit, Jay.
Wait a minute, Jay. You're being disrespectful. Please don't let me have to put you in line like I had to do Grail. See, you came in at the end of the conversation. What happened was, Rome, we were talking about Rome DMV previously. He had said that Chef Trez and Ryder's material on paper was actually better material on paper than Big T and Sue Surf. And I was just kind of just trolling Grail about that, but we were talking about because our topic for tonight.
He don't know fucking battle rap.
Our topic for tonight, we're going to get into battle rap's weakest links. I want to kind of break down different leagues, different cliques. I want to figure out from y'all who is the weakest links out of different groups, out of all the bloggers, who's the weakest link.
Okay.
But I was talking to Grail also today. I see a lot of bloggers bringing up battle rappers versus bloggers, so I'm not sure. If something specific had happened on social media today between a rapper and a blogger, kind of kicked this whole shit off. I did see Verb.
Yo, you know,
but I'm not sure.
Yo, you know, these bloggers, I don't know what they reason for doing it, but I think one of these battle rappers going to smack the shit out of them when they see one of them.
You
besides
think so?
Jay Black. But like Caps and Rome DMV, yeah, I think one of these battle rappers is going to smack the shit out of one of them.
Now, why would somebody want to put their hands on let me see if I can go ahead and get Brother Jeff on. Brother Jeff, you live. Can you hear us?
Can you hear me now, brother?
Yeah, you got real bad reception. You got us on speaker?
No, actually, I'm on the booth, but it's not doing any better, huh?
I can hear you a little bit. You just, the reception is really bad, but I can hear you. So, you know, we'll just rock out. It's all good.
But what you were saying, though, Seven?
Yeah, we're going to talk about Battle Rap Weakest Leaks. I got the homie Flashy in Brooklyn in the building as well. Flashy, what's popping, my guy?
What's good, bro? Yo, Flashy, what up? What's good, bro?
Flash God.
I got to mute
what's
you
good,
real
bro?
Quick, brother Jeff. It's a lot of background noise, brother Jeff, in the background. I got to mute you real quick. I'm going to bring you back on in a second. Just hit that one button, brother Jeff, where you can clear the background noise so I know that you're ready. But I can tell you probably driving or something, you out and about. But the static coming through the Bluetooth too much. But
yeah,
man, salute to the homie Flashy. Flashy, what's popping, my guy?
I'm good, man. It was a funny day in Battle Rap today, man. You know, I love all this shit. This shit is entertaining as hell.
Word. Talk to us because I want to get into.
I was watching. I was on my timeline. I saw Verb and Hitman was going at Rome DMV. And basically, they were trying to, like, say that his credibility of battle rap is, like, they don't think he's real credible. They feel like he's not really informed of, like, the past, like, early URL and Smack DVD days. I feel like they think that he's, like, a new fan who became a blogger. So they don't really respect him.
I get that. I want to go back to what Jay was saying about Angry Fan and Rome DMV as far as people putting hands on them. Angry Fan's not going to.
I agree with that. Well, and that's another thing, because I mean, I don't know these guys personally, but when I jumped on Twitter and I said something about that, and somebody said, well, you know, Caps ain't gonna show up at no events. Why is everybody saying that about him? He don't show up at events or something. Somebody ran him away.
No, it ain't nobody ran him away.
Hold up.
What y'all gotta understand is this. Y'all, and I'm not talking about y'all directly. But the fans have set it up where those certain bloggers, because of their entertainment value or shock value, whatever they bring to the game, the fans have accepted and give niggas approval. They don't have to go to a battle event. A nigga like Battle Truth, why would Battle Truth have to spend money and invest in traveling, going to New York from Milwaukee and all this? He can sit at home and get thousands of views and hours off of anything this nigga say. So when you look at Angry Fan, it'd be a fool for that nigga to invest money to go into events, this things of that nature, when he done built basically a 30,000 following just from being home or in a garage. So a lot of people try to put a lot of credence into bloggers need to be going into events, but it's not the case because the fans have kind of given these niggas the green light. They don't have to go to events. Niggas make out better, especially making money-wise, being at home on a camera. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and the niggas that go to the events that's given exclusive footage, niggas don't get that much respect.
Can
I play devil's advocate?
Your point on that.
Let me go ahead and bring on, we got the UK in the building. We got Battle Rap Society. Society, what's popping, guy?
What's going on? What's good, guys? What
up, Society?
Seven.
Society,
what's up, bro?
What up?
Chilling. Flash, you wanted to play devil's advocate. Talk to me.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. Like, a lot of these battlers, like, some of these dudes are street dudes, but some of the bloggers, they're not coming at them as battle rappers. They're taking it outside of battle rap. So it's like, if you're talking real hot on the net, so eventually somebody's going to want to see you. So
and,
it's like,
and,
that's
and,
why.
And
like
a guy like Hitman. Everybody know how Hitman is. Everybody know he, you know, how he always want to put something on his set or his put
exactly.
it on his mama, you know.
Exactly.
Him,
exactly.
But
exactly.
me personally, like a guy like Rome DMV, I don't even think Hitman would touch him because the simple fact, like, Rome just like a little boy to him. But Rome should watch his mouth, though.
Yeah, like some of these dudes, like – That's
I've never
Jay
seen
Black
Rome be
get.
So disrespectful to a point where as though somebody would want to. I don't see no real disrespectful stuff coming out of Rome DMV. I don't really watch him, but I haven't seen anything.
I don't watch him myself.
Yeah, but you were the one that said that somebody would want to put hell on Flash. You were the one that said that somebody wanted to put hands on him, though. So, I mean,
I don't,
have you ever?
I'm saying I don't.
Like,
I don't watch him, but I have seen people
no,
tweet what he has
like,
said.
Flashy, let him finish. Flash, let him finish. My G.
I have seen people tweet what he said, and I caught his little blog he dropped about who was it? The Jack guy, Jack Boy, and he was
and John John.
Him and Jack. Yeah, he was saying something like Jack was crying and whining, and he told Jack, look, nigga, stop bitching. But Jack Boy dropped a blog saying Roma never in his life talked to him like that.
Well, I mean, like, we all know this. We all should know this. But I mean, of course, when you are on camera and when you got a following, I mean, a lot of these cats, they're going to kind of, you know, paint the picture to make them seem, you know, in a good space. But let's get into, since we got all the fellas on deck, man, let's get right into it. We're not going to waste no time. People, this is the coach of T7M Radio with 7 Mitchell. Call up 347-989-8102. Press that one button if you want to go on live. We live streaming as well on the YouTube channel, T7M Radio. We also, if you're on Facebook, join us in the T7M Radio Facebook debate group. We about to lock in, fellas. Shout out to the homie Battle Rap Forensics on the live stream. I want to get into the main topic of tonight, fellas, battle rap weakest links. Since we already talking about bloggers, let's look at the group of bloggers. I want to kind of go around the board, and y'all let me know, who do y'all think is the weakest link when it comes to, you know, the collection of bloggers that we got in battle rap? Battle Rap Society, I'm going to start off with you, G, out in the UK. Who would you say is the weakest link, bro, when it comes to bloggers, and why?
Bloggers. I don't even like talking about bloggers.
I knew you were gonna say it.
Yeah, well, Chris and Bias would be the main one. Sorry, I had to say that.
Now, shout out to Madeline. Madeline is saying, not to cut you off, but getting kind of back to what we were talking about. Shout out to Madeline on the YouTube stream. She was saying that we need to check out the Twitter feed because Rome DMV must have been pretty disrespectful on the Twitter feed, so I'm going to have to do some homework to find out what the fuck I've been doing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, you can just finish going around asking all of us who we feel like the weakest
link. Yeah, my bad. What you were saying, Society, who you feel like is the weakest link when it comes to all the bloggers in the game right now?
Is Rome DMV a blogger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you ask if Rome DMV is a blogger, but y'all be saying Jay Black is a blogger, and that nigga don't do blogs?
No,
Jay Black don't do blogs
before.
When the last time y'all seen Jay Black do a blog? When the last time y'all seen Jay Black do a blog?
No,
Jay
but
Black
now,
do no
blogs.
It may have been 2 years. It might have been 2 years since this nigga been doing blogs. I think Jay Black has evolved into something else completely different. Jay Black haven't been blogging since he's been hosting UW events. He's doing something else. He's more of a media personality now. I mean, he got a show. I wouldn't consider Champions a blog.
No.
What's the other manager? Well, I think Rome DMV is wearing both hats, to be honest, Society. I think he's managing Twerk, and I think he is a blogger.
He's not a fucking manager.
He ain't managing nothing, man. He's just a driver.
He is a fucking Uber driver who don't get fucking paid to drive Dallas around.
Yeah. Yo, I love y'all, man. Fuck it.
Y'all are so
disrespectful.
He is
so
a fucking Uber driver who fucking don't get paid to drive Dallas around.
He's a manager, man. Don't do that, man. Don't kill him.
Check this out, Flashy. Who would you say is the weakest links when it comes to the group of bloggers that we got in
battle?
Who is the weakest link?
I think it's Battle Truth, aka Battle Goof.
You think it's Battle Truth?
Facts. Yeah, because
why is Battle Truth the weakest link to you?
I feel like he's not knowledgeable. I feel like he just be rambling about stuff. I feel like he just came to this game to just start controversy and that's it. I don't feel he want to push the culture forward. He want to
basically just bring
a bunch of negativity in the game. Have you noticed, ever since he started blogging, it's been more negative than positive.
Facts.
Let me ask you this. But let me ask you this. When are y'all niggas gonna start taking responsibility for this shit?
Oh yeah, the fans.
At the end of the day, not y'all specifically, but us. We giving these niggas the attention. You know what I mean?
That's,
overall,
that's,
yeah, it is true. But
me,
from my, for me personally, I can put this on my kid, bro. I have never watched over two blogs of that Battle Troop dude. I think maybe two in that shit. Not even a full blog though. I
so
never
say
him.
Who would you say, Jake? Shout out to Madeline again. She said she think Rome DMV may probably be the weakest blogger in the game right now.
Me personally, I would say Rome. Only reason I can say Rome because I don't watch the Battle Troop dude, and I just don't feel like Rome don't know what the fuck he be talking about when it comes to battle rap. Like the way he judge battles is the shit be crazy. He said Surf got 3-0 by T-Top.
Yeah. Fuck you know.
What about you?
I don't fucking know what's wrong with dude.
Like
what about you?
Well.
What about you, Grail? What's your thoughts on the weakest link when it comes to bloggers? Who would you kind of put up there as the weakest link?
Rome CMV.
Wow. So why are y'all disrespecting Rome? This is unbelievable.
Fuck Rome.
Unbelievable. Wow.
Disrespects us.
Hey, it is what it is. All right, you know, it is what it is.
Fuck
I ain't mad at y'all.
We done with bloggers. Fuck bloggers. We done with them niggas.
Yeah, fuck bloggers.
Well, let's talk about Let's get into some battle rap clicks. Who would y'all say is the weakest link out of the Cave Gang?
Ooh, that's a good ass question.
Good question.
I'll start off with you, Society.
Writer. JF. Writer.
You think Ryder is the weakest link?
When was his last battle? Against New York Double Team. No, against Team Homie. Goodness me. When was his last one-on-one?
Yo, Young Cannon just had a good performance out in Cali. I mean, I remember my guy K-Doz just interviewed him. I can't remember what the battle was. The jury is definitely still out for Ryder because we're still waiting to see him. What about you, Jay? Who would you say is the weakest link when it comes to Cave Gang? We might have lost Jay. What about you, Flashy?
I would have to say Ryder.
Yo.
I would have to say Ryder.
Ryder? Why?
Yeah, but I low key want to say Av because that whole
yo.
I haven't forgiven Av because of that whole stealing thing. Like I don't like that stealing. Like Av stole so many. I don't really like that. I low key want to say Av, but I'm gonna say Ryder because like I haven't like and on the 2-on-2s. Like he let Twerk and Jack Boy just take over, like.
Yeah.
Did you hear this guy? He's so disrespectful. Said he want to say Av. Did you hear this, Grail?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's still. Why are we supporting a guy who steals?
Wait a minute. This is what we doing tonight, the Av. This is what we doing the Av tonight.
Yeah.
I can't believe this.
He steals bars, like what, like Suge Loki probably messed up his career. If Av don't do good on aggressive T top, I don't know what's gonna happen to Av because he steals bars, bro.
What about you, Graham?
Even
who's the weakest link out of the
Cave? Took a shot on him.
Grail, who's the weakest link out the Cave?
Out the Cave, it gotta be Ryder, cause I got Chef Trez above. I think Chef Trez is better than Ryder.
What? Man, you on drugs,
he's on Cave
Gang. You are on drugs.
I think Chef Trez.
I'll say Chef Trez.
You say Chef Trez is the weakest link. What about you, Jay? I got you back live on Jay. Who's the weakest link? Did you say Chef Trez?
Yeah, I say Chef Trez. Because I want to go back to what you said, Seven. Like, we haven't seen enough of Ryder to call him the weakest link, but we just seen Chef Trez come off, what, 2 L's, maybe? And he lost to Ryder also, so.
I felt like he lost to Ryder.
He lost. But getting to y'all fellas' point, and Madeline had pointed the same shit out on the YouTube stream, Ryder still got a fucking point to prove. But when you compare somebody that still has a point to prove versus someone has been taking back-to-back L's, like, it's kind of hard to outweigh who do you favor. Like, and then when they
yeah,
win,
yeah,
well,
if,
like,
a person say, if a person say Ryder, I won't debate it, but I just feel like it's Chef Trez right now. Who said Av's the weakest link?
Me.
Somebody very disrespectful. Of course,
me.
Brooklyn.
Me.
Av's the weakest link.
Man of Steel. I'm not jacking that. You rob, you steal bars. I'm not jacking. That's like in baseball, you taking steroids. I'm not jacking that. Let me ask you,
Kalashi, in all reality, is there anything that Av can do in the next upcoming year that could possibly change your mind? I mean, can he do anything to kind of steer you in a different direction? Or you just saw
nope.
that he's a thief?
He's a thief. Like, just like Press Mafia, I'm done off of him, too.
You stole
a bar and a hook? You done to me. Like, if you steal
shit.
Bars,
Talk
you're done. You're done. Like,
battle.
I don't play. I have a 25-minute video of him stealing bars. I'm done with him. He's good.
Battle Rap Forensics on a YouTube stream said Av is done as well. I'm surprised. See, first of all,
Battle Rap is
the most disrespectful person I've ever met doing Battle Rap. He's very disrespectful. Girl, do you see? He's a very disrespectful somebody. And he gets disrespectful on the live stream. He won't call up this show and get disrespectful. He is terrible with it. Unbelievable. Shout out to Battle Rap Forensics. Make sure if y'all on YouTube, y'all go ahead and check out his channel. As well.
Yeah, shout out to Battle Rap Forensic, man. Like, he knows the truth.
Yeah, yeah. Nonfiction fucking slim. He be talking this shit. All right, Battle Rap Society, talk to me. When it comes to the writer's block, who's the weakest link out the writer's block camp? Talk that shit.
You so mean it,
Who?
That's a hot.
JC,
I don't even know who's in writer's block seven.
We got JC, wow, this nigga said Danny Myers.
I hate this, yo, Forensics is so disrespectful,
girl. Good night. But Battle Rap Forensics on a YouTube stream. But in to answer your question, we have Danny, we have Danger, we have 40 Bars. We have JC, we have Big Cannon, and we may still have Chilla Jones.
Oh,
yeah,
Chilla.
Oh, 40 Bars.
Chilla.
Whoa! What you mean 40 Bars?
Whoa. 40 Bars. 40 Bars.
Don't disrespect 40 Bars. All right, don't disrespect. She's one of the ghosts of
Don't disrespect.
Let me ask you. Oh, my God, Jay.
She beat Big T. Who the fuck can't beat Big T right now? Fuck Big T.
Wow.
Go ahead. Wait a minute.
You asked, so I'm assuming you didn't see her battle versus QP Sons.
Who?
QP.
This dude is disrespectful, man.
Wow. You're so disrespectful,
Jay. I did see that battle. I definitely did see that battle, and she definitely won. But out of those people you just named, Big Cannon, JC, Danny Myers, yeah, 40 Bars is the weakest link. I ain't saying she just trash now, but out of those people you just named, to me, she is the weakest link.
Even throwing Oops in the mix, she's still the weakest link.
I forgot about his ass. No, I take that back. If Oops in there, then yeah, Oops is the weakest link.
What about you, Grail? Who is the weakest link out the writer's block camp?
Cole for Martin.
You going with Danger Zone?
Girls being disrespectful tonight.
That nigga nice.
Yo,
all right, Flashy, what's your answer?
You said, what's my answer?
Wait a minute, Flashy. Why is Danger slacking to you, bro?
The question is, who's the weakest out of everybody in the joint? I think Oops. I like Oops overall better than Danger Zone. 40 Bars is better than Danger Zone. I think Big Cam is better than Danger Zone. Better than Danger Zone.
Y'all like, honest question though. Y'all like, honestly, y'all like 40 Bars though?
Yes.
40's dope.
All the work, yeah.
Yo, holla, honest question and shit. You so disrespectful, Jay. What is up with you tonight,
son? I ain't know y'all really fuck with her like that.
She's not my favorite. Maybe B Magic. Battle Rap Forensics brought up B Magic. B Magic might be in the mix. Well, I don't think B Magic is in right
now. He's not a battle right now.
He's not in Brothers Block no more.
Daylight was right in the block.
Daylight's not in Brothers Block no more either.
Daylight isn't.
Well, I already stated my opinion about Daylight.
Who's the weakest link, Flashy, in writer's block?
Nobody's the weakest link.
You got to pick somebody.
No, you got to.
But if I was to pick one, I'll pick Oops. I'll pick Oops.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all want to disrespect Oops. Y'all want to disrespect the only person.
Y'all want to disrespect
the only person in battle rap that has done a real power move for the people. That's what y'all doing.
I love what Oops is doing. I love that battle with him at Excel. I think that's a classic. I love Oops, but out of those battlers, I like them more than Oops.
I don't know, y'all. It sounds like Flashy might be a Trump supporter. I'm not sure. What's up, bro?
Seven.
What up, bro?
We were on the topic of bloggers. Guess what Battle Troop has just released, YouTube page.
What's that?
What?
He's released Unbiased Truth. Top 5 stock drop. This guy is this.
Wait a minute. Battle Troop just did a stock drop video?
Oh, yeah.
And he's called it... Seven, he's called it Unbiased Truth. This has to leave Battle
Troop immediately. He's called it what?
Unbiased Truth.
Wow. Yo, Battle Truth is funny as shit, yo.
He's just a culture, man.
And he is a cancer to the scene. He needs to leave. I cannot stand him.
Well, let's get to the elephant in the room. We're not gonna waste no time. Let's get to the elephant in the room. Getting back to the battle rap weakest links. Let's talk about leagues overall. Let's get a pot together. URL, RBE, Queen of the Ring, King of the Dot, Trap House, and
easy,
We Go Hard.
Easy.
And Black
Queen
Ice
of
Cartel.
The Ring.
Who's the weakest link?
Easy.
Queen of the Ring.
Queen of the Ring. Easy.
Queen of the Ring.
Yeah.
Easy.
What about you, Grail? Y'all so disrespectful to the lady. Give it up for
Trap
the lady.
Queen of the Ring, no motherfuckers go there fighting, can't even get no
Hold up. No, hold up. Rewind. Ground, did you just say Trap New York?
Trap House New York.
Ooh,
wow.
No mercy gonna get
I mean,
you.
Well,
no
oh,
mercy
shit.
Gonna get you.
Let's be real.
We lit tonight.
Trap House New York.
I ain't mad at you. What about you, Jay? Who's the weakest link when it comes to battle rap leagues right now?
Oh, I really said Queen of the Ring. They don't even know how to hold their shit together. They fighting and you got, what you call, smacking Debo and shit. Like, y'all can keep that bullshit.
Now, let me ask y'all this when it comes to the Queen of the Ring, and shout out to Society for bringing up the stock drop shit. You remember Chris had Queen of the Ring on the stock drop list last year, and that caused up a stir. Do y'all think that league has had even a worse league year this year than last year? Because I think they had even a worse year this year than last year.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, they had one event, didn't they?
Absolutely.
They had a couple. They had the bullpen collaboration event. They just putting battles out, and bullpen got that footage.
Exactly.
Oh, man. That's not good.
They had so
that's
far.
Not good.
Yeah, and they keep having all these spawn sessions. They keep pushing these young girls. They don't have these young girls. They had like the girl Dina Brass, the white girl Dina Brass. She done been on like 3 cards this year and only won one battle. Some of the battles not dropping because the audio was terrible. They keep putting all these videos on video on demand, trying to get the pay per view money instead of dropping them on YouTube. Like Queen of the Ring has been, it's been different this year. It definitely has been different this year.
This shit is terrible, man.
That's facts,
man.
I'm
about to say that. Yo, what happened
with
that
LA show?
Shot for this?
Who?
That Shoot Your Shot for this.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
The audio for Shoot Your Shot was terrible. And now what's going on is some of the artists that was on Shoot Your Shot battled on another league, C Entertainment, and now their battles may not drop because they battled on a different platform. So it's a lot of shit going on right now with Queen of the Ring, it looked like. I don't know what's up.
Man, we going to leave Queen of the Ring where the hell they at.
Right where they
at.
Talk that shit.
Keep moving forward.
That's a fucking fuck.
Rico Hard's footage has been awful. Have you seen Dana's bangs? That footage was awful. Like, the cameraman was talking while they were rapping.
Yeah. Yeah, he's right about that. I like We Go Hard, but like that, all that gassing, it's annoying. I'm not gonna lie, annoying.
And this another
We
thing.
Go Hard.
Like, and people call me biased. They can call me whatever they want, but I just can't sit there and watch any battle, bro. Every battle don't keep my attention like that. I'm not watching no fucking Bangs battle.
You don't like Bangs? Mm.
Hell no. I ain't watching that shit.
Now, wow. Bangs is fire. Bangs is that what you call it? It's just that
fire.
We go when he battles and you we go hard. It's just that all that gassing. It gets annoying after a while. Like
that him and Jerry. I watched him and Jerry West when they battled, and that Jerry West is so fucking terrible. Oh my god, dude!
Preach,
oh
shit! Preach. Preach.
Hey, Jay, I gotta find out.
He got his fucking entourage picking him up in the background, and like, dude, this.
I don't think Miss Hustle's going to be coming back to the URL no time soon. Like ever since she, you know, she's been working with King Slay. Hustle's doing her thing. Hustle might be gone. Hustle might be gone.
Yeah, I miss Miss Hustle. Like she's fire.
Yeah, Hustle is definitely fire.
Dope.
Yeah, no question.
Dope.
No
By
doubt.
By the way, Jazz a 3-0 Tory Doe too.
Oh, you out your mind. Don't do this. Don't do this tonight.
Toy in the story.
Don't disrespect Toy.
Nah, Jazz is the GOAT. Don't do that.
Jazz was sweetheart.
Let me ask y'all fellas this. Who's the baddest chick in Queen of the Ring? Overall, talent
and
look.
Is it Vixen and Assassin? I think that's her name.
Vixen Assassin? You like Vix? You like KCJ?
I think the light skinned joint.
I think KCJ.
Okay. Who said KCJ? That's you, Society?
That's me, Flashy. I said KCJ.
No.
Flashy?
I think she's the baddest. Yeah.
My guy K-Dose. My guy K-Dose say my verse.
Oh, yeah.
My verse.
Yeah.
My
verse. Yeah.
You like my
verse. My verse. What you say, Society? Who you got? You go my man. Y'all like that rainbow shit. What about you, Grail?
My verse.
Yo, y'all niggas.
Yeah, my verse winning all the votes.
No, she ain't winning my
like
vote,
Miss
man.
Merck.
She ain't winning
like
my
Merck
vote.
Too.
Who you got?
You like Miss Merck? Miss Merck is nice. Miss Merck is nice. I like Classy. I like Big Classy from Jersey. Fuck y'all talking.
Oh, okay.
Big Classy.
Yeah.
Hey, Society just told me. You just told me, what was this, yesterday, Society? You told me K-Rock and Disaster locked in?
We had a major debate on this last night.
I ain't even get the call.
No,
up,
no,
man.
Don't get 7 walled up. Don't get 7
No, I'm going to be cool.
Man, say what you say, 7.
7.
Society, I'm going to be cool.
7. No. Oh, great.
I don't even want to see that. I'd rather see Danny Myers versus K-Rock, like...
I don't want to see Disaster versus Tay Rock, but if it do, since it is locked in, I got Tay Rock 3-0.
Oh, all right.
Battle Rap Society.
All right.
We at about the halfway point of the year, Battle Rap Society. Who is the Battle Rap MVP? If the year stopped right now, who's the MVP of Battle Rap?
I hate the fact that I'm going to say this. I think it's New Jersey too. I hate the fact that I'm saying.
I'm not mad.
That's a good answer, though.
Am I wrong?
I like that.
Guys,
am I wrong?
I like that.
That's a good answer.
Am I wrong? I like that answer.
What about you, Flash? Who would you say the MVP if it stopped now? You going with JC? Is that what we're doing?
Who, me?
No.
Yeah.
Flashy going to say JC.
I thought so.
Flashy.
Oh, Forensic says Arsenal. Who agrees that Arsenal should be MVP?
Man, get the fuck
Hell
out
no.
of here.
Hell no.
Why y'all disrespecting Arsenal?
Fuck Arsenal.
I'm actually not gonna pick JC. I got another one that y'all gonna be surprised.
Who?
Who?
I got Ol' Red.
Nah.
What all he have done? He beat
Yeah.
He beat
He beat K-Shine, he beat Av, he beat, what you call it, she retired.
He ain't beat no damn Av. Don't, hold on, you going too fast. He ain't beat Av.
Wow. He did beat Av. Are you on drugs, too?
Man, he rapped for fucking 14 minutes around.
So did Lux. So did Lux. You ain't saying nothing about that.
And this shit got boring. Yeah, I don't give a fuck because he's Lux. This shit got boring. I don't want to watch you for 14, 10 minutes around, bro.
Yeah.
That's too long. You need to fit all your damn material in 4 minutes, 4 minutes and a half, and let's have a fucking classic. You want to spit.
He's an old red or Cortez.
What
yeah,
about you, Grail?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm mad at
what
Cortez.
About you?
You said Cortez.
I ain't making no comment on
Cortez.
This. I heard Cortez.
K-Dole said Charlie Clips or Geechee Guy.
Hell no.
Charlie
Clips.
What? They must be watching Battle Rap from 2013 or some shit.
You hear that, K-Dole?
Charlie
they say you on drugs.
So
who
did good in the 2-on-2? Now this nigga win an award?
I'm going with Suge to be the MVP so far this year, my guy.
Stalk.
Who?
Nah, not.
I mean, Suge been putting in work.
Seven is trolling.
Suge,
I'm not
trolling
DNA. Now. What are you talking about?
I'm serious. Y'all don't. Wait a minute. Y'all not going to be
in his fucking bag.
I told you last night. Suge is the last battler in New Jersey. Like, he's in last place. He's off the bench.
So wait a minute, Flashy. You're putting Speed Dollars before Suge. You're putting Sirius Jones and Dre Dennis and these cats before Suge. Really?
Oh, no. I'm talking about compare. If I were to put, like, Surf, Arsenal, and
O-Ray and Suge.
Yeah, like.
Well, he beat Surf already.
Surf was gonna 3-0 him. Let's not do that.
He stole a nigga verse. Like, who was that that just said not too long ago when you steal rhymes and all that?
Exactly. He's done. He stole from.
Yeah, he stole a fucking verse. He's done. He
actually,
lost.
Actually, I changed my mind.
Who you got?
If K Shine beats Hitman, I'm giving this to K Shine. Two stages and he's rocked out.
I already said that. I'm not into that battle award shit.
If he beat Rex clearly and Hitman clearly in the same year, biggest battle, you're right.
You know who's a dark horse? A dark horse is Briz. If Briz beat Calico, you can make an argument for Briz too.
Briz is definitely a dark horse, but he will need to win Summer Madness. But what
about
this society? What about this society? Because Battle Rap Forensics just brought up that old red wash K Shine at Alpha and Omega.
Exactly.
I mean, we
did not
watch
no K Shine.
Him and Drop.
No, he did not watch no K Shine. He was watching.
Oh, you had K Shine beating old red. Oh, Battle Rap Society.
No, I didn't have him beat him, but he.
Oh.
Oh, he just did rebuttal. He just didn't kill him.
He did. He old red was sitting down in his third one with some glasses, acting like a teacher. What?
No. It wasn't a teacher. It was a therapist. He was talking to Sean because Sean needs somebody to talk to him.
Thank you,
he has anger issues.
Yeah, come on.
You need a therapist, man. You talking about JC is the best in the Midwest. You need a therapist.
He is though. Let's not do this. Who said that?
This was Flashy. Check this out, Jay. Because, see, Jay, you've been going for a little while. See, Flashy has been extra disrespectful putting JC on this pedestal. So what we're going to do this upcoming Monday at 8 o'clock on 8 o'clock show, we got a guy that's familiar with our network. We call him the Shooter. He's a big-time supporter of A-Verb. He has A-Verb over everyone in the world. We're going to have a one-on-one debate. I'm going to moderate this, and we're going to put up some money. We're going to have a one-on-one debate. We're going to have the Shooter versus Flashy in a one-on-one debate. JC versus A-Verb, Midwest Supremacy. Everybody on the show, all y'all fellas, y'all going to be the judges. We also
you
gonna
might
put
as well pay me now.
We're going to put a poll in
talk
the T-Shirt and our Facebook debate group. We're going to let everybody
vote. You're going to have something good, bro.
At the end of the week, we're going to count up all the votes. And then we're gonna figure out who the winner going to be.
I could give you a line right now. Like that. Clearly, A-Verb is not above JC right now.
Oh, I don't. You're not debating me. You might as well save it. I will be the moderator.
Yeah.
We're gonna set up a whole bunch of one-on-one debates on the show for money and other prize giveaways and shit like that. So Yes. Y'all niggas better get your
shout
fucking
out to JC. Shout out to Pontiac, Michigan, man. Shout out to Pontiac.
Oh,
Michigan.
My God. Man, you must. You need to watch Born Legacy 1 and see what my man Tay-Rock did to your boy.
He said you need to watch Born Legacy 1.
Oh, so disrespectful.
So Tay-Rock won because of the second round? That's what we're doing?
No, Tay-Rock won because
of the second round. Hold on. Can a battle rapper win off one round? Yes or no?
No.
So,
Wait a minute, Jay. That topic is too hot. That needs to be a main topic. That is fine.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're gonna
save
that.
Let's save that for tomorrow. Yeah.
That was too fire. All right, salute to everybody on the live stream. We about to wrap up. Yo, big up to my guys, Battle Rap Society. Big up to my guy, Jay. Big up to my guy, Grail, of course. Brother Jeff, K-Doz, Battle Rap Forensics. Big up to the girl, Madeline. Everybody on the YouTube stream. Big up to my guy, Flashy, as always. Salute to all of y'all. Y'all stay safe. We're going to be locked in again tomorrow on the coach at 8 o'clock p.m. Y'all already know the drill. If y'all on YouTube, like, comment, subscribe. If y'all on Facebook, join the T7L Radio YouTube channel. We're going to be talking our shit all night, and we back at it here tomorrow at 8 o'clock p.m. My guy Jay got a crazy-ass topic he just brought up. Can you win a battle with one round? I'm not sure if this debate is going to be as simple as y'all think, so we're going to put our thinking caps in, and we're going to lock in tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern, on the coach of T7L Radio. Big shout-out again to Jay. That was a dope topic. The 7 Mitchell T7L Radio. Y'all stay safe, man. I'm out. Peace.